This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are invited if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
All right. So, nobody, there was some pretty big news today in the world of news. Normally, the news isn't about the news, but in this case, the news is about the news, and I'm talking...
It's meta news.
I'm talking about the resignation of one of arguably the most important journalists in the last decade, Glenn Greenwald. Do you know who that
really?
Is?
Really?
Do you know?
Yeah, Glenn Greenwald. I definitely know his name, yeah.
So that's the guy who was basically the main guy behind getting Edward Snowden's story out publicly.
Okay, yeah.
So at the time, he was working for The Guardian over in the UK. He then left The Guardian in order to join The Intercept, which he actually helped co-found. And since that time in 2013, The Intercept has been doing some pretty useful journalism. We've reported on their writings here in the past on Free Talk Live, and they're, you know, award-winning.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, as it turns out, they're also very political, and Greenwald has now resigned and is publicly speaking about exactly why that's happened. So,
really?
Yeah. And for anybody that cares about the state of journalism, then you're definitely going to want to hear this. I mean, it's probably not going to be anything that's too surprising, but it's confirmation of what it's really like to work in a highly politically biased newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from Glenn Greenwald, posting to a new website, which I have not seen prior to this, called Substack.com, S-U-B-S-T-A-C-K, Greenwald, it's got a subdomain, so it's greenwald.substack.com, and this is his, I don't know if it's his first post here, but it may be. So it's called My Resignation from The Intercept, The Same Trends of Repression, Censorship, and Ideological Homogeneity. That we said, I'm going to hit dump just in case. The Intercept here, anyway, homogeneity. That's a tough one.
Wow. I can usually say that word. It's not coming to me.
Plagued the national press, generally have engulfed the media outlet I co-founded, culminating in censorship of my own articles.
Hmm.
Can you imagine how frustrating that's got to be to have the website, the company that you created, turn against you like this? He says, today I sent my intention to resign from The Intercept, the news outlet I co-founded in 2013 with Jeremy Scahill and Laura Poitras, as well as from its parent company, First Look Media. The final precipitating cause is that The Intercept's editors, in violation of my contractual right of editorial freedom, so he had an agreement with these people, censored an article I wrote this week, refusing to publish it unless I remove all sections critical of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Wow.
The candidate who is vehemently supported by all of the New York-based Intercept editors involved in this effort at suppression.
Well, how can you criticize Joe Biden? He is the greatest senile child molester who has ever run for president.
Yeah. The censored article, based on recently revealed emails and witness testimony, raised critical questions about Biden's conduct. Not content to simply prevent publication of this article at the media outlet I co-founded, these Intercept editors also demanded that I refrain from exercising a separate contractual right to publish this article with any other publication.
So they intercepted him on the way to the market.
Well, they were trying to.
They were.
He's going to do it anyway. obviously, as he will say here later. So I've not actually seen that article yet. This is just his article prefacing the actual news piece about Joe Biden. Now he himself has become news.
Glenn Greenwald did not kill himself.
I had no objection, he says, to their disagreement with my views of what this Biden evidence shows. As a last-ditch attempt to avoid being censored, I encourage them to air their disagreements with me by writing their own articles.
Yes.
Newspapers used to do this. Magazines used to do this. Point, counterpoint. They'd have different opinions alongside one another and let their readers make the determination.
Yeah, it's not good enough for leftists to speak out against you, though. They have to silence you.
And that's what he's been experiencing. He said, write your own articles, critique my perspectives, let readers decide who's right, the way any confident and healthy media outlet would. But modern media outlets do not air dissent. They quash it. So censorship of my article rather than engagement with it was the path these Biden-supporting editors chose. The censored article will be published on this page. Again, his new website is greenwald.substack.com. Shortly, he says, and it looks like he has indeed now published that article. He says, my letter of intent to resign, which I sent this morning to First Look Media's Michael Bloom, President Michael Bloom, is published below. As of now, I'll be publishing my journalism here on Substack, where numerous other journalists, including my good friend, the great intrepid reporter Matt Taibbi, have come in order to practice journalism free of the increasingly repressive climate that is engulfing national mainstream media outlets across the country. He says, this was not an easy choice. I'm voluntarily sacrificing the support of a large institution and guaranteed salary in exchange for nothing other than a belief that there are enough people who believe in the virtues of independent journalism and the need for free discourse who will be willing to support my work by subscribing.
Hmm.
So this is probably something you're going to see more of. More journalists who hopefully are like real journalists who don't want to have their words suppressed by the publications that they work for, stepping out and taking this risk, because it is, you know, a scary thing to leave the corporate fold, right? Mm-hmm. If you've never done your own thing before, to be able to get out there and do your thing with no restrictions, but also no guarantees.
Mm.
That's kind of it's a scary cliff to walk off of, you know?
Sounds like freedom.
It is. It is freedom.
No restrictions, no guarantees.
Yep, and he's willing to make that choice. As he points out, it was not easy. Like anyone with young children, a family, and numerous obligations, I do this with some trepidation, but also with the conviction that there is no other choice. I could not sleep at night knowing that I allowed any institution to censor what I want to say and believe. Least of all, a media outlet I co-founded with the explicit goal of ensuring this never happens to other journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone to me, let alone because I have written an article critical of a powerful Democratic politician vehemently supported by the editors of the imminent national, or rather in the imminent national election.
Wow.
And there's more to this, but, you know, kudos to him for having the courage to make this move and to come out publicly about this. And it's just so sad and so common for individuals who have created a thing and then they turn this thing over to a board of directors and they completely lose control of the thing that they created. And it turns to the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
of the creator's original intentions. That's what's happened here. And it didn't even take a decade.
Yeah.
This website was founded in 2013.
Wow.
He says, but the pathologies, illiberalism, and repressive mentality that led to the bizarre spectacle of my being censored by my own media outlet are ones that are by no means unique to The Intercept. These are the viruses that have contaminated virtually every mainstream center-left political organization, academic institution, and newsroom. I began writing about politics 15 years ago with the goal of combating media propaganda and repression, and regardless of the risks involved, simply cannot accept any situation, no matter how secure or lucrative, that forces me to submit my journalism and right of free expression to its suffocating constraints and dogmatic diktats. If you want to comment on this, maybe you're in journalism and you've had some experience. Are you in journalism?
Well, kind of.
This isn't journalism.
Isn't it?
No, this is opinion.
But isn't all journalism opinion?
These days it seems to have become that. But there was this sort of supposed day of journalism where the journalists held their opinion and gave multiple sides in their article, which it's hard to find those these days.
Can you not have an opinion without being an idiot?
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, the runaway, the rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody says,
dinovite.com.
I have been listening to the Dinovite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dinovite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dinovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. We're talking about the state of journalism, which is pretty dismal. You got Glenn Greenwald resigning publicly from the website he co-founded with the idea that it would be the website, The Intercept in this case, would be a safe place for journalists to publish without being censored. But turns out they were censoring his own articles.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Ian and nobody here in the studio tonight. We're actually going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here as well. But I do want to say thanks to the folks over at Intercoin. Ethereum smart contracts enable Intercoin to be traded against Bitcoin, Ethereum, as well as a growing set of tokens pegged to your favorite fiat currency. Intercoin can be used to turn these into virtual versions of Bitcoin or U.S. dollars that have all the advanced features of Intercoin community currencies. They would finally be spendable in everyday payments, be programmable, instantly convertible, generate analytics, and more. When done, people can cash out back into the original versions. Think of Intercoin as a decentralized layer 2 solution that isn't controlled by anyone. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that is that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Larry in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Larry. Larry in Indiana. Larry going once.
Hello, hello, hello.
Larry going twice. There may be some sort of difficulty over at our network, so we'll put Larry back on hold and maybe we'll get back to. We'll have the board op check on the buttons, make sure everything is pressed in where it needs to be pressed in.
Hello.
And then we will try Larry back, unless he's in a bad cell. So let's continue here with Glenn Greenwald, who's taken that big step into the journey of doing your own thing in life and not having to ask anybody's permission to publish. That's what he says he's been that he's doing now after he's resigned from his website that he created, The Intercept, which has been around since 2013, shortly after Glenn Greenwald made big headlines by releasing publicly the Edward Snowden files and information.
Mm-hmm. Now, it sounds, from the name of this place, it's that he's now broadcasting or writing from. It
Substack.
Do they have a new business model or a unique business model? How is that working?
I have not looked at the actual main page for Substack yet, but I presume that his business model is going to be write stories and accept donations.
Okay.
That said, though, I don't see an obvious donate button on here at this point. So there's a subscribe button. So you could follow, you can type in your email and you can subscribe, and then presumably you'll get emailed updates whenever he publishes a new story. So you're following the person as directly as possible. I mean, presuming the Substack website doesn't blow him out the door or something like that.
Is it a website? Is he using their technical infrastructure or is he using their own? Because it's when you say greenwald.substack.com, of course, there's an infinite number of places you can be at substack.com.
Yeah. So I just went to the site.
I wonder what.
So I just went to the site. It says it is a place for independent writing. Start a newsletter, build your community, make money from subscriptions. Publishing is free with no limits. We only make money when you do. Okay, so the site takes a cut,
right?
For the hosting and you know, I don't know what the charge is here or what, but
so in theory they should in general be. Neutral so long as so long as somebody's reading you. That's at least their business
right.
Inclination or incentivization, it sounds like.
All right, so I've gone a little deeper here, nobody, and when you type in your email and you hit subscribe, you're not actually subscribed immediately. You are then given a subscription plan, and you can choose $50 a year, you can choose $5 a month, or a founding member of $150 per year, or you can choose none, and then you only get whatever public posts the person makes.
Interesting.
So
that is interesting. It interests me because I would love to make my money delivering information one way or the other, but I've never found a way to make that work economically. Obviously, you have. But it
took years.
It did. Yeah. It's
we worked for free for a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so what I would recommend maybe nobody is to go to Substack.com and see what their options are, because it could be that Greenwald
spend a dollar a week. What the heck?
Well, it could be that Greenwald is setting the rates, so it may not be that the site has determined.
Well, it sounds like it's the reader who's setting the rates, because you can give, you know.
Well, no. What I mean is the reader gets to choose between the options, but I'm guessing that Greenwald gets to set what the options are. So there's
sure.
an annual price, there's a monthly price, there's a founding member price, and, I mean, they're all arbitrary, so I'm guessing that the other journalists on this site, and there are several of them, have different deals.
That's interesting.
So anyway, let's get back to it here. Larry is actually supposedly here now. Larry, are you with us?
I'm back now. But
we have you.
Appreciate your program, but the Model State Emergency Health Paths Act on page 29, it goes into what you can be temporarily quarantined or isolated for, and this is if they find that you've been around somebody. They talk about the tracking, right? So they talk about the traffic and the tracking, and if somebody gives your name, unbeknownst to you, that they've been around you, right? And they have even they can give a written directive to quarantine you, and the language is or any group of individuals through a written directive for undetermined amount of time who may be transmitting a contagious disease. But you know what this is like.
And this is just like, because somebody...
That's how the witch hunts worked,
yeah,
too.
A witch hunt, yeah.
And this is just because somebody says your name, because they've tested positive and they give your name, whether or not they've been around you or not, all of a sudden you get targeted.
And now when you lose your job and you're stigmatized because they don't want you to come back to work because you've been around somebody that's tested positive, then this is where it starts. They start picking out people who they know are behind on their bills, the property taxes, and they want what they got. It's just like they've done during the Salem witchcraft trial.
Mm-hmm.
They had people in the community who had property. They wanted it, and the forces to be just went out and finagled some way, hey, you're a witch, we're burning you at the stake, and we're going to divide your property. That's what they're doing now. It may be different terms, but that's exactly what they're doing. Our health director here in Indianapolis was on the radio, very unprofessional, going off. I mean, just pleading and crying. You got to stop going out. You're spreading disease and you don't even know it. She can't stop anybody from spreading any kind of disease, and she knows that. I'm trying to save your life. I mean, who is she, God or somebody? But she's.
I don't need your protection.
I don't need to.
I'm not interested in it.
That's what I said.
No.
I'm not interested in anything you have. You need, if you want to save yourself from COVID, stay in your own home.
Yeah, I'd much rather have the risks that are associated with freedom. Yeah. I'll take them. Thanks so much.
Let the cowards stay home.
Yep, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Thank you, Larry. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Vidal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Fane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When Barack and I left office, we left Donald Trump a strong economy, stronger than the one he handled, and just like everything else he inherited, he blew it. Now he's squandering that economy.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Florida, as was President Trump. Due to weather, President Trump's events in North Carolina were canceled. 200,000 people are without power in Mississippi following Hurricane Zeta. Executive Director Gregory Michel of the Emergency Management Agency says the local coastal communities were hit the hardest.
In some places, there's going to be long-term power outages. There were some transmission lines that were affected during the storm last night. That is going to delay, in some cases, the restoration of power.
Michelle saying hurricane season isn't over. You're listening to USA Radio News. Three people are dead after a terrorist attack at a church in Nice, France. A knife was involved and police shot the terrorist accused of carrying out the attack. The suspect is now hospitalized, but French President Emmanuel Macron is not taking any chances. He's sending up 7,000 troops to protect various sites, including churches and schools. The country's security alert status is now at the highest level possible. Daylight savings time ends this weekend.
You'll need to fall back, as they say. In other words, set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m. High-tech devices like phones will reset time for you. However, many of us set our manual clocks back before hitting the hay Saturday night. Another good tip, use this time change as a reminder to check or replace batteries in your smoke detectors. Your local fire department can help find new detectors if need be. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're talking about journalism and the just absolutely embarrassing state of that world. Looking specifically at what Glenn Greenwald is having to say, the story he's telling about himself in this case. Normally he reports on other people like Edward Snowden, which is where he really made a lot of press earlier in the last decade, around 2013 when that story came out. He moved to his own website, or what he thought was his own website, a site that he co-founded, with the idea of it allowing its journalists to express themselves and not be censored.
See, this is why my church is not incorporated. Because if you incorporate, you have to have a board of directors, and the board of directors can betray you.
Absolutely. And it's happened time and time and time again. And I've seen it happen.
It's the nature of the corporate form.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the nature of the corporate form is to obey the state, number one.
All corporations are creatures of the state. The state is literally the mother of all corporations.
Right. Then, of course, the state itself is a corporation.
And it's the corporation with a license to kill. The corporation that answers only to itself.
By the way, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. So we're going to continue here with more from Glenn Greenwald. It's a lengthy piece. I'm going to skip a little bit of it and get back to his critique here. As again, he pointed out The Intercept, the website he just resigned from, he's now over on his own sort of page at greenwald.substack.com. It allows people to subscribe directly to his posts, presumably without interference from the website operator. So he says the current iteration of The Intercept is completely unrecognizable when compared to the original version. Or the original vision, he says. Rather than offering a venue for erring dissent, marginalized voices, and unheard perspectives, it is rapidly becoming just another media outlet with mandated ideological and partisan loyalties, a rigid and narrow range of permitted viewpoints, ranging from establishment liberalism to soft leftism, but always anchored in ultimate support for the Democratic Party, a deep fear of offending hegemonic cultural liberalism and center-left Twitter luminaries.
Did he say demonic?
Hegemonic.
Hegemonic.
And an overarching need to secure the approval and admiration of the very mainstream media outlets that we created The Intercept to oppose, critique, and subvert. As a result, it's a rare event indeed when a radical freelance voice, unwelcome in mainstream precincts, is published in The Intercept. Outside reporters or writers with no claim to mainstream acceptability, exactly the people we set out to amplify, have almost no chance of being published.
In Soviet America, the system subverts you.
It's even rarer for The Intercept to publish content that would not fit very comfortably in at least a dozen or more center-left publications of similar size, which predated its founding from Mother Jones to Vox or even MSNBC. Kurt, and by the way, Greenwald himself, from what I understand, he's not like a right-winger or anything like that.
Well, yeah, he's always struck me as left.
No, he's a gay guy, and he seemed to always have a lefty tinge to him. But because he's not towing the line, he's out.
Well, the line is getting, the band, let's say, is getting closer and closer to being a line every day, it seems. The things that you're allowed to believe have been
limited.
Getting more and more limited every year. If you think of how the hippie movement started, it started with the Students for a Democratic Society, and you know what their big issue was? Free speech.
Oh, wow.
At Berkeley. They were protesting in Berkeley for free speech. That's how the whole thing started. And how the mighty have fallen.
Let's go. We'll continue with Glenn Greenwald in a moment here. But Richard is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody.
Hi, guys. Hey. I'm just wondering what you guys think of Dash right now. It's been at like $66. Well, it's kind of at its low right now. It's been more or less around here for the last week or two. I don't know how you guys are feeling about Dash nowadays. I'm just curious. What you
I think that it's more instructive to look at the price of cryptocurrencies in relation to the Bitcoin price. So if you actually compare Dash to the price of a Bitcoin, it has taken a huge fall over the last few years. It has gone from, I remember it was 2017 when Bitcoin was first having its big run-up. If people remember, toward the end of 2017, Bitcoin went up to its peak. It hit around $19,000 per Bitcoin at that time. And at that same time, we saw Bitcoin doing the same thing as it's doing now, which is the fees on the Bitcoin network are shooting up.
Mathematically, they have to on Bitcoin itself.
Well, right, because they haven't fixed Bitcoin to make it so it can scale. But and they haven't changed it in 3 years. So the same thing is happening now. But what happened in 2017 was there was a big rush into what are called the altcoins. So competitors like Dash or Bitcoin Cash, people started to move their money from Bitcoin into these alts, and it pushed those things up quite a bit. So I remember buying Dash when it was 5% of a Bitcoin, when one Dash was worth 5% of a Bitcoin. Now it's worth 0.5%. So it's gone down by a factor of 10 when you compare Bitcoin. So I've taken a beating on Dash. But then again, I'm still holding the Dash. I'm in the hopes that maybe it'll come back someday. But man, it just seems to be swirling down.
See, I think it has to, because at one time nobody knew about any of these things. And then all of a sudden, everybody knew about Bitcoin and nobody knew about anything else. And now, but as you find out about Bitcoin, sooner or later you're going to be exposed to altcoins. And the reality is Bitcoin cannot scale enough to be the only conduit for transmission of money, but none of the other coins can scale enough to be the only conduit for the transition of money. So I believe that what's going to end up happening is that the sum of all Bitcoin, of all cryptocurrencies, will expand enough to handle all traffic, because as long as more of them are needed, more of them will be created.
But the question is, will Dash be one of those ones that can make a comeback? I mean, it has been in the top ranked coins. Dash has been in the top 10. In fact, it has at one time been number 5, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. So there was a time when Dash was riding high, and man, it's just been taking a beating compared to the Bitcoin price recently. I mean, ultimately, the model behind Dash is theoretically good, to have a cryptocurrency that focuses on real-life usage, I think, is an important idea. But, of course, as we've seen in real life, it's tremendously difficult to get people who even are into cryptocurrency to actually want to spend it. Now, Dash has had, I would say...
Which does not decrease its value. That shows that they place value on it.
They want to hold on.
And so spending cryptocurrency is... To some extent, if you have other things that you can spend, it's almost taking a position contrary to what you actually believe to spend it. And that's why...
Well, no, not really. I mean, you have to understand that spending it is why it's worth something, right? Like, because it's useful. If it weren't useful at spending, then it wouldn't be something people would want to hold on to. But then again, it's weird. It's like a catch-22. What do you think, Richard?
Well, I know you guys have used it in New Hampshire quite a bit.
Sure, I used it just the other day.
You guys are still... Oh, cool.
I paid my roommate $20 in Dash today.
I don't know. I just have some Dash, so I mean, I'm hoping that it goes up to $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
that seems optimistic. I mean, Bitcoin itself isn't anywhere near $1 million. But there was a time in 2017 when Dash peaked out at around $1,000 per Dash. But again, looking at it in the price of Bitcoin is, I think, more useful than looking at it at the dollar price, because right now it's a tenth of what it was, 3 years ago compared to Bitcoin.
What's the dollar, though, compared to what it was 3 years ago?
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a tough one to measure, but it's certainly not. It's certainly not gone up in value.
Trying to measure water.
Yeah, it's certainly not gone up in value. Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450 free like freedom. Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can also call in through our Matrix chat server. Just join the chat server if you haven't yet. You can get the instructions on how to do that at chat.lrn.fm, chat.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
We're going to continue with more on Glenn Greenwald's resignation from The Intercept and the story that he's telling about the abject failure of the website that he co-founded to protect journalistic integrity and to not censor its writers. Turns out they were trying to censor Glenn Greenwald himself, who was one of the founders of the site. We'll tell you more about that. But our last caller brought up an interesting question, Nobody, and I think it deserves a little further discussion, because there's actually something that I had in the news, some cryptocurrency-related news here, including that unconfirmed transactions on the Bitcoin network are at their highest level since 2017.
Hmm.
So what does that mean to say that unconfirmed transactions are at their highest level?
It means that there's a big pile of transactions in a thing we call the mempool, and that there is an insufficient amount of processing power or will or something to get them all. Really, it's the processing power in the brains of the developers, which fell short, and it fell short 3 years ago, and it's never caught up.
Right. The processing power on the Bitcoin network is immense. There's a ton of miners out there with a lot of computing power that are just slamming at this blockchain and verifying transactions and keeping it secure. But the problem is the programmers have kept this like completely arbitrary limit on the size of what they call the blocks. And these are the data that is going into the blockchain roughly every 10 minutes. One of these blocks is found by the miners, and then it's mined onto the blockchain. And that makes those transactions that have been waiting in the mempool that you described permanent. They're now on the blockchain. They can never be reversed at that point. And so
it seems like the best known name in anything is doomed to be crap. You know, and that seems to be because, you know, no matter what it is, eventually it sells out. Mm-hmm. When the Bitcoin name became that big and it was worth an infinite amount of money. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened? You came up with a bunch of people who moved onto that blockchain, invested a vast amount of money in it, mm-hmm. and it started making bad technical decisions. Clearly bad technical decisions. Technical decisions so bad that they appear to have been an attempt to kill the coin. And that's something that has been happening to technical projects for a long time. Mm-hmm. We call it embrace, extend, and destroy. That's been done to a lot. So I think what happened is that the people who owned Bitcoin, knowingly or unknowingly, sold out to the same people who run the dollar, and those people have been doing their best to sabotage it.
I think that that's a completely legitimate theory, and I think it's actually backed up by some evidence.
Well,
so,
what else would they do? They're not going to go softly into that great knife.
They're going to fight.
They're
going to
try to buy it off like everything else, but you can't buy off an idea because people will abandon ship and go elsewhere.
Well, that's the good news here, is that Bitcoin, it was and is an open source project. So when Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator, we still don't know who that person or persons is, but when Satoshi Nakamoto released this code to the world, it could be copied by anybody who had the wherewithal and the programming chops to copy and recompile and release this other thing. And so we've seen thousands of competitors spring up. But you're right. The programmers haven't fixed an obvious bug that has been sitting there and plaguing their blockchain for years, and it's called the block size. And this is what caused the Bitcoin Cash schism back in 2017 when Bitcoin had its first split or schism for the first time ever. It split into two different competing blockchains, one called Bitcoin Cash, the other called Bitcoin. And at that time, Bitcoin Cash, I think, raised its block size from 1 to 8 megabytes, and since has raised it, I believe, to 32, if I recall correctly. Bitcoin SV went even further to like a gigabyte or whatever. But 1 megabyte is nowhere near enough for all of these transactions. So as a result, there's a huge backlog of transactions. And because of that, over the last few days, the prices of the transactions has been going absolutely insane. I mean, I thought it was bad at $2 per transaction. Just today, I paid just under $9 for a Bitcoin transaction. And that wasn't even in the next block. I said, you can get into the second block. So if I had gone for the first block, it probably would have been like $13.
Oh, you see, that's the thing. That is not survivable. And the thing is, they say it's going to be a store of value. That's not how any of this works. You can't be a store of value if you don't have value to store. And guess what? Bitcoin isn't worth. Bitcoin isn't worth one Bitcoin is not worth 1,000 transactions. You know? Mm-hmm. And in the end, what you're going to pay for with Bitcoin is the transaction fees on Bitcoin itself. That's the thing that all Bitcoin will be used for again and again and again. And it can't be worth more than that. A thing cannot be more valuable than itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reality is, and yet we have seen this insistence in the media. They say Bitcoin now, but they don't say anything else. They never talk about altcoins. They don't want to talk about altcoins, because the thing about altcoins is there is theoretically an infinite number of them.
That's
and
right.
So they can't buy and destroy them all. And as soon as there stops being a Bitcoin, as soon as Bitcoin dominance ceases to be a thing, and what we see is just a sea of altcoin, we're going to see a collapse in the price of Bitcoin.
Well, and that's one of the things that happened. You mentioned Bitcoin dominance. back in January of, or not January, but in the year 2017, we saw the Bitcoin dominance fall from as high as 85%, meaning that that Bitcoin, mm-hmm. its market cap was 85% of the total market cap of all sort of recognized cryptocurrencies at that time. It fell from that high to as low as looks like about 32%. So there was a tremendous rush from Bitcoin.
Now it's at like 60,
now
right?
It's at like 64-65%.
And the thing is, the only thing that Bitcoin has that any other cryptocurrency doesn't have...
First mover advantage and network effect.
A first mover advantage, network effect, and buzz. Media buzz.
Yes, a lot of that.
Well, where does media buzz come from? It comes from the same people that Glenn Greenwald is running away from.
That's right.
You know, so if JP Morgan wants in, then you should want out.
Mm. That's a good point. That said, I'm still going to hold on for the ride when it comes to Bitcoin, because it still could be a ways up before it
I'm
going
to hold on to crypto, but what has, for the last year, what have the altcoins been doing? You said it yourself. The Bitcoin dominance is falling.
Not so much. I mean, just a little bit. It has fallen a little bit over the years. So at the beginning of this year, it was at about... maybe 68%, and today it is just above 61%.
Tell me this. Do you think 68% of the people who use crypto are going to pay for their morning coffee with a coin that charges them
$15? No, I don't think there's a
future. So there's no room left in that blockchain. There's no room for growth.
I agree with you.
In
it's
that
maxed
blockchain.
Out. That's what the news is.
And that means that rationally its market cap
Correct.
Should have
But the market isn't always
out.
Rational initially, right? It takes time for people to figure
exactly.
out.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying, is over time,
yes.
this is where the market is going.
Yeah.
And when Bitcoin costs enough Bitcoin that, you know, you can only do 1,000 transactions with a full coin, and that's what it at $15 in $15 transaction fees and $15,000 mm-hmm. per coin. That means that yep. one coin is worth 1,000 transactions. How many Bitcoin Cash transactions can you do for one Bitcoin Cash?
A ton of them.
yeah. So that's what it is. This
Hold that
is
thought.
A
Hold that
this
thought.
Is a currency that's backed
Hold
by
on.
Its own utility.
We can keep this going, but there's more coming up in hour two. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.